fishing rods, huh?
Yeah. We're going fishing down at the creek.
Well, good.
Are you kidding? There's no fish in that.
Well, those are mighty fine-looking rods, fellas. Now, just be careful and don't fall in, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you go down by that old log? I always used to go there.
We'll bring a whole bunch of fish.
Oh, now look what you did.
Gee, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Sudsy. It was just an accident.
Sure, I wish I had a nickel for every milk bottle I tipped over when I was his age.
Gosh, Pop, you sure must have been clumsy.
No, that's for me.
That's good enough, fellas. All right.
Sorry, me, Mr. O'Casey.
All right, now get yourselves cleaned up for lunch, will you?
Okay.
After you went to the market with your mother, what'd you do? Then what? Oh, yeah. Then what'd you do? Well, how come it took you a half hour to get 5 gallons of gas? Oh, yeah? Well, I told you that tire was beginning to go. Yeah. Then what'd you do?
Well, the young man from Kilkenny, who had trouble making a penny, till he married a miss and gave her a kiss.
Hey, Bob, thanks. You used to know Skipper Thompson, didn't you?
Skipper Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
What about him?
Well, he's coming to town to get an alumnus award from Bryant High.
Skipper Thompson, the famous baseball manager?
Yeah. You both went to high school together, didn't you?
Yeah. Come on, you kids, better get in here now. Lunch is ready.
Well, yeah, Skipper Thompson, baseball's most famous and successful manager, will return to his hometown to get an award from his alma mater and to meet old friends.
Big deal.
What?
Nothing. Chip, Robbie, Sudsy, lunch.
Well, I suppose you'll see him when he comes to town, huh, Bud?
I might.
You might? Well, you went to school with him and played on the same team, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you ought to see him, Bud. It'll be a lot of fun talking over old times.
Okay. But I'm serving lunch right now. Do you mind?
And then what?
I said lunch, and I mean lunch.
Eloise, I better go now. My grandfather's yelling. I can't. Well, somebody might hear me. Yeah, well, you haven't got a house full of nosy brothers like I have. Okay, but just this once. There. See you later. What do you mean you didn't hear me? I did, too. All right. Now, this time, listen. Okay? Okay. Yeah. See you later.
Stay right where you are. I like doing things the hard way. Now, Charlie, I'm going to try to show you how to do a nice little trick. Here's a hanger. Here's a coat. Put the coat on the hanger and hang them both in the closet.
Bob, what's wrong with you? Why are you so unhappy about
it? I'm not unhappy.
Well, something's sure wrong. Look, I know you asked us not to talk about it, but... has it got anything to do with Skipper Thompson?
Of course not.
Well, you sure been acting funny ever since Dad mentioned his name this morning.
Got nothing to do with Skipper Thompson and me. I haven't seen him since I left high school. And take your feet down off the bed.
Well, something is sure bugging you, Bub. Now, there's got to be a reason for it.
I'm tired of listening to that psychological jazz.
Okay. I was just trying to help, Bub. I thought it'd be nice to find out what made you so unhappy.
I'm not unhappy. I'm tickled to death. I'm hysterical. don't you stick around here for a while and try and be a little useful?
We want to catch us some fish before they're all gone.
There's hardly any water in the creek, so we gotta hurry.
This time we got real fish hooks instead of bent fins. Look, Buck. Neighbors, Buck, I'm sorry.
Now look what you did. Now get out of here, both of you. I'll take care of that myself.
You better get him to sink quick.
Neighbors, Buck, it was just an accident. Like the other day when Sudgy spilled the milk.
Boy, Chip, now yell at me.
Why shouldn't I yell at you? You practically live over here.
It wasn't Sudsy's fault that I broke the dish.
So it wasn't Sudsy's fault. Now get lost, both of you.
Can we go down to the creek?
What for? How are you going to catch fish in a creek with about an inch of water in it?
I think I'd better go up to my room, Sudsy.
I think I hear my mother calling me anyway.
How can you hear your mother calling when you live 3 blocks from here?
She must be calling me, because I got a feeling it's time for me to go home.
Well, take your feeling and go home.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why nobody answered when I called.
Are you going to hang on to that phone all day?
Well, Papa, I thought I was just on.
Never mind, knock it off, knock it off. What are you staring at?
Oh, me or Tramp?
Both of you. Now, when your children are born and have telephones growing out of their ears, don't say I didn't warn you.
Eloise, I think I better hang up now. I can't. I can. My brother's right here. Well, go ahead and kiss her and get it over with. Bye. Yeah. Well, I just thought that maybe... I know. They're all the same. Mike, do you have any idea what's wrong with Bub? You've been giving everybody a bunch of static lately. Yeah, I do. I think it's just about time somebody did something about it. Well, it's pretty obvious that for some reason Bub is reacting violently to the return of Skipper Thompson.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he doesn't know why himself. Maybe the reason is buried deep in his subconscious.
Well, whatever the reason is, Mike, I'm sure you'll get over it.
Well, all I want you to do, Dad, is to talk him into going to see Professor Engel. He's one of the best in the business.
Well, why don't you describe Bub's symptoms and reactions to your professor and see what he says?
It isn't the same, Dad. Professor Engel will have to speak to him himself. And he said he'd do it as a favor to me.
Well, you've already talked to him.
Well, yeah, sure, I had to. He's a busy man. I couldn't just assume he'd see Bub.
Well, Mike, you know how much chance we have of getting your grandfather to go out to the university so somebody can discuss his psyche.
But psychiatry's a science, Dad. Professor Engel's a doctor, an M.D., not just head of a department.
Well, you know that, Mike, and I know that. But Bub comes from a generation who thinks it's a disgrace that women got the vote. Speaking of that, I've got a date, and I'm late. I'll see you.
Well, Dad, how about if I could get Professor Engel to come over here?
Well, why don't we wait a couple of days, Mike? If his disposition doesn't get any better by then, we'll have to do something about it.
Hey, Mark, do you know what Eloise called me? Listen.
Jada?
Jada? What does that mean? I don't know. Hey, what's that little book he's holding? I don't know that either. He was up in the attic this morning, and when he came down, he had that with him. Why don't we see if we can get it from him? Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you guys doing around here?
Well, Bubba, we just wondered what Jada meant.
How'd you know about that?
Well, you were saying it in your sleep. Yeah.
So what?
Well, we just wanted to know what Jada was. Yeah.
I dreamt that I was about 4 years old. That's baby talk. Guy can't even have a little conversation in his sleep.
I've heard of Dada, but not Jada.
Well, maybe I can get him here tomorrow night.
Who? Professor Engel.
Well, look, Rob, I'm going to need your help. I mean, everything's got to be just so. No junk in the room. And tomorrow night, we'll help Bob with the dishes so he can relax and look at television.
Okay.
Bob, what are you doing?
Why, I'm beating down an uprising of ants. I thought it'd be better to flatten them than use ant powder.
Bob's in there ironing.
I thought when we volunteered to clean up out here, he'd watch television or something.
Well, he isn't. And you ought to see the room. It looks like a tenement.
Well, Professor Engel's coming over to analyze his thinking, not his housekeeping, so...
Oh, my gosh, there he is. Evening, Professor.
Good evening, Mike.
Come on in. I'm sorry about the way the house looks.
Oh, that's perfectly all right.
Bub, I'd like to have you meet Professor Engel. He's my psychology professor at the university.
How are you, Professor?
We'll just stay out here while Professor Engel's talking to Bub, huh?
Sure, Dad. We've seen teachers before.
Sit down, won't you, Professor, and make yourself at home?
Thank you.
I'll go right on with my work here, if you don't mind. One thing about ironing, it doesn't make much noise.
How true.
It's a nice home you have here.
Oh, thank you, Professor. Actually, Bub keeps the whole thing going.
By the way, Mike, how's your baseball coming? Are you on the team?
Oh, sir, I didn't go out for the baseball team. I'm a trackman.
Oh, isn't that a shame? I understand that there is a man in town who is practically a living legend in the field of baseball.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Elroy Thompson. I believe he's better known as Skipper Thompson.
See what I mean?
Psychologically, this presents a very clear picture.
Will you? What is it?
Your grandfather hates Skipper Thompson.
Mike, I hope we're doing the right thing. Maybe we should have told Bud we've invited Skipper Thompson over.
Well, Professor Engel said it should come as a surprise. The shock value is important.
Yeah, I just hope Bud doesn't start throwing punches at somebody.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Oh, you look fine, Chipper. You got your ball and glove, huh?
Sure. Isn't every day that you get to meet a big league guy like Skipper Thompson? Quite in your own house.
No. Maybe you'll autograph your ball for him.
Hey, yeah.
Where's Robbie?
Oh, he's upstairs mooning over the loss of Eloise.
Was that thing over already?
Yeah, apparently she cut him out and gave him the bounce for some guy with a credit card and a convertible.
Well, we'll have to work on that problem when and if we get Bub straightened out.
What's that about Bub?
Oh, nothing, Bub. We were just, Bub, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a little vacuuming. Do you mind?
Well, Bub, it's 8 o'clock at night. Why do you want to vacuum now?
Are you going to tell me when to do my housework?
But, Bub... Bob, what if company should drop in?
I'll clean around them.
But, Bob, look.
Yeah? What are you doing? I just pressed that suit yesterday. I hope you're not going to play ball in it.
No. Anyway, I got dressed up on account of...
Oh, no, he's not going to play ball in it, Bob. He's just working the pocket in the glove, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, what are you fellas all dressed up for?
Well, as Mike said, somebody just might drop in.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should have worn my organdy dust cap. I'll get out of the way when you want to clean this place up. What do you suppose that is?
Okay, see, old buddy. Let's have the high, fast one. Put her there, okay, see.
Hello, Skipper.
Ruthie, you remember old Low Pockets?
Well, Ruthie Applegate.
The name is Mrs. Ruthie Thompson.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ruthie. I'm glad to see you.
You must be Steve.
That's right. Nice to see you, Skipper.
Howdy.
These are my two grandsons. There's another one around here someplace if we can dig him up. Boys, this is Skipper Thompson.
Hi.
Miss Ruthie Applegate.
Mrs. Ruthie Thompson.
Oh,
howdy,
Thompson.
Hi.
Howdy, son.
Nice to meet you.
We've known Bill for a good many years. As a matter of fact, I think Bill here would have married Ruthie if I hadn't moved in. But while he was warming up in the bullpen, I was in there pitching.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, why don't you take your friends into the living room? I'm sure you three have a lot of old times to talk over. Yeah. Come along, fellas. Excuse us.
Mr. Skipper, may I have your autograph, please?
Sure. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have the whole team autograph a ball for you.
Wow,
thanks. Here you are.
Do you hear that, Dad?
Yes.
Why don't we go in the living room and sit down a minute, Ruthie, and have a little talk?
I'll never forget that crush we had on each other in high school, Bill.
Oh, I guess that was something, all right.
Bill, do you remember that first dance we went to together?
Do I remember it? Well, what do you think of this?
Your dance card.
Sure, I found it the other day up in the attic with a lot of other old junk.
Well, I bet you don't remember the first song we danced to.
I bet you better stop betting, because I think I do. Did it go like, jada, 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 jing, 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 jada, 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 jing, 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 and they dance like this, and they dance like that, jada, little jada. Jada, jada, jing, jing, jing.
Hey, that's it. Jada, that's what he was talking about in his sleep.
What's Jada mean, Dad?
I don't know, Chipper. It's just an old song. You know, Mike, the whole thing adds up now. Skipper Thompson stole Bub's girl. Of course, that was a long time before he met your grandmother, but he's carried it in the back of his mind ever since. Well, let's cut out this eavesdropping, huh?
Jada? Jada?
And when the dance was over, you took me home in your father's car, and it overheated, remember?
I should say I do.
Bill's father had the cutest little roadster he used to let us use.
Swell. I'll never forget the night your mother bawled me out for bringing you in at 11 o'clock.
Well, time to hit the old banquet trail. In case you've forgotten, they're giving me an award at the old school tonight.
Wow.
Bill, why don't you come, too? You can sit with me.
Well, I haven't been invited.
Come to think of it, old Matthew Walker said the place had been sold out for weeks.
I'd have bet on that.
Well, good to see you, old buddy.
Same to you, Elroy.
Well, we'll have to hurry. Doesn't pay for the guest of honor to be late, right?
Right.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, Rosie.
Come on, sweetheart. We'll have to go. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Bob, you're being ridiculous about this. The whole thing happened years ago.
I know that.
You can't forget it.
Steve, you don't seem to realize that this was my first romance.
I know that, Bob. Well, you just can't live on a romantic memory forever.
Ruthie and I used to do our homework together. We sat on our front porch swing and talked for hours.
Well, hey, Bob, did Dottie Frazier call you?
Dottie Frazier?
Yeah.
What happened to Eloise Parker?
Oh, she started running around with Harold Roebuck just because he has a car and a credit card and all that kind of junk. But you just can't let one girl wreck your whole life.
But, Rob, you did your homework with her, and you talked on the phone with her for hours. Don't you feel any sentiment for her?
Yeah. I'll probably always remember her as the girl who got rid of me just to go with somebody more jazzy. But that's life. Bub, if Hank calls, I'll be at Dottie's.
Would you care for a little more coffee, Bub?
I don't mind, thanks. Steve, you've been trying to talk sense into me for 2 hours. Robbie did it in one sentence.
Good. Da-da. I'm sorry, Bob.
Well, that's all right. That's a good old song. They don't write tunes like that today.
No.
Jada, 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 Jing, Jing, Jing. Jada, 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 Jing, Jing, Jing.
Hey, they're singing. Yeah. Does that mean Mr. O'Casey's happy again?
Sure. I think it's safe to get a hunk of cake and...
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for 2 episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.